President Donald Trump's surprise tweet yesterday banning transgender individuals from serving in the U.S. military is raising a lot of questions. He said he made the decision after consulting generals, but the Pentagon, including Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who was on vacation, appeared to have been blindsided. With us now from Washington is Vera Bergengruen, a national correspondent covering the Pentagon for McClatchy. Vera, thank you very much for being with us.
Hi, Tom.
Let's just listen for a second to how Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders explained the rationale behind President Trump's decision to ban transgender individuals from the U.S. military.
The president's expressed concern since this Obama policy came into effect, but he's also voiced that this is a very expensive and disruptive policy, and based on consultation that he's had with his national security team, came to the conclusion that it erodes military readiness and unit cohesion, and made the decision based on that.
Vera, was this a military decision, as we heard it described there, or not? I mean, I'm seeing reports today saying the Joint Chiefs did not know the ban was coming.
Well, if it was a military decision, it was news to most of the military. The White House did tell us that Trump notified Mattis the day before he announced it, but it seems like nobody else at the Pentagon knew. When the news broke, everybody seemed completely blindsided. This just had never been under discussion. They had been discussing how to recruit transgender troops. There was a deadline on that for early next year. So there had been several other things under discussion, but people thought it was a settled matter that transgender troops were serving in the military. And the way that this was kind of put out as a blanket ban, the Pentagon did not know what was going on, and they referred all questions to the White House, who also didn't know.
You mean yesterday, when after it came out, when reporters asked, what does it mean, the Pentagon said what?
The Pentagon just referred all questions to the White House. It was clear that they had no guidance, that they had nothing to roll out, which obviously puts all of these troops caught in the middle who are transgender, who were encouraged to come out by the military last year, in a really bad position. And they just said that they're going to be working on this guidance closely with the White House, and then will let us know in the near future. But it's very unusual for the Pentagon to not have anything to roll out when something happens like this, a major policy change that affects troops, some of which are currently deployed.
So when the White House says this is about unit cohesion and military readiness, does that appear to be true?
Well, the Pentagon commissioned a report last year from the RAND Corporation to basically look at every data available, to every single data point, and figure out if that was true. And the report concluded that there would be almost no impact on military readiness, that would be very cheap, and that overall it really didn't make a difference. And that's why the Pentagon rolled out this policy last June under the Obama administration, allowing them to openly serve. And so as far as I know, I spoke to the report's writers, I spoke to defense officials, and that data hasn't changed. So, and like I said, the military, the service chiefs were caught by surprise as well. So it's not quite clear why this blanket ban, according to the president's tweet, it can only be interpreted to mean that people who are currently serving would be discharged, so which would be very unusual as well. So it seems that there's no data since the Pentagon made its last decision.
Does a tweet from the commander-in-chief constitute an order, Vera?
Well, nobody knows. As far as there's no, this is going to have to, this is all uncharted territory from what I can tell. Defense officials definitely thought it was very, they didn't know what to do with it because the White House also wasn't providing any guidance. There was no accompanying statement. There was no policy. And so they're not going to start kicking people out of the military based on this tweet, but now they're going to have to work, the Defense Department and the White House are going to have to work together and come up with some kind of policy. And like I said, this was never under discussion. The Pentagon was looking into how to recruit transgender service members, and lawmakers on Capitol Hill were looking at funding for medical care for transgender members, but nobody was really questioning the fact that thousands are already serving and that it was ever under discussion to kick them out.
We've got 1.3 million active duty members of the military. I mean, I've seen numbers everywhere from 1,500 to 11,000 to 15,000 active troops who may be transgender. Why this ban from the president, the commander-in-chief, so suddenly? What's the thinking behind where this came from? It seemed out of the blue from outside, Vera.
It seemed like it was being pressured by several people, the vice president, several conservative lawmakers. There was an amendment in, like I said, in the annual defense bill that was trying to block funds for medical care for people in the military who are transitioning. But nobody, what was shocking and what was sudden was that nobody was asking for him to actually ban all transgender service members in the military. And his tweet says, in any capacity. So there's really little ambiguity to what that means. And nobody, it's not clear. The White House has not answered questions. And like I said, the Pentagon is just referring us still to the White House. But it seems like he just went far, far beyond what either lawmakers or military officials were asking him to do, despite the fact that he said he consulted with his military generals.
Is this him trying to rally support for the rest of his agenda in Congress? You've got some very conservative members of Congress who might be applauding this, might have wanted it.
That could be, you know, and it obviously played very well in certain sectors. But like I said, you know, lawmakers themselves said they were not asking for this. You had John McCain, you had a lot of Republican lawmakers come out and criticize this because at the end of the day, it's people who are, many of whom are deployed in Afghanistan and other war zones, being told that they can't serve anymore. And, you know, they're able and fit. And also, if it's an economic argument, the president said that there's tremendous medical costs associated with this. You know, it's very, very expensive to discharge trained troops as well. And so it seems, you know, that even though it obviously plays well in certain sectors, very few people are supportive of this. And I think it's also noteworthy that no one, including Mattis, including any of his military generals, have come out in support of this as well.
I saw a number, I guess, out of that same RAND study saying that costs for dealing with transgender military members might rise between $2 and $8.5 million a year. That's 0.04% of the Pentagon, the massive Pentagon budget. It doesn't seem like so tremendous, but there's the decision. Is there a timetable now for how the Pentagon digests this and figures out what the White House means?
Well, that's what we're hoping. The other interesting thing is that, you know, Jim Mattis, the defense secretary, was on vacation. We, as reporters, were looking for answers. You know, the military is looking for answers. And so they're just going to have to sit down and decide how this actually works. I mean, do you discharge people? You know, when each service member fired under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, it cost $52,000 to discharge and replace each service member. So if it's a matter of, you know, those $8 million related to medical costs, and according to the RAND study, it would be only about 30 to 130 service members at most undergoing any kind of medical treatment per year.
Vera, we're out of time, but we've got it. We appreciate your reporting, Vera Bergengruen, with McClatchy, the president, commander-in-chief, giving orders by tweet now. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.